The Doctor Is In, Texas's Ronnie Jackson Blows Away Fundraising Expectations. By Matthew Boyle on August 17, 2023. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, is on the rise in Texas and nationally as the second-term firebrand congressman and former White House doctor to two presidents is on a fundraising tear this year. And the surge he's seen in small-dollar donors has some wondering if he's ready for a statewide run soon. Jackson, in the second quarter, raised north of $1 million, more than any other GOP U.S. House member in Texas. And for the whole first half of 2023, the Texas conservative was the number one online fundraiser of any House GOP member not in leadership. At an average donation of $14.86, with 86,313 small-dollar unitized contributions in the first 6 months of 2023, Jackson raised $1,282,538. That amount of donations, not the dollar amount. The number of donations is higher than many presidential campaigns, like those of former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, or Miami Mayor Francis Suarez-Saw. While Jackson is not running for president, he even more than doubled the total number of donors, 40,000, required to make the first debate stage at the Republican National Committee, RNC, debate next week. He is also the only Texas House member, Republican or Democrat, to surpass $1 million in the second quarter, and even outraised in overall fundraising incumbent Senator John Cornyn, RTX, by several hundred thousand dollars. Cornyn, who is not up for re-election until 2026 and is widely considered, alongside Senators John Thune, RSD, and John Barrasso, RY, to be a candidate to replace Senate GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, when the day comes, only pulled in just north of $376,000 in the second quarter of this year. Whether it's with the people of Texas or folks online from all over the country, we're just talking about the things people actually care about, Jackson told Breitbart News when asked about these numbers. They're fed up with the corrupt Biden regime, the weaponization of government against the enemies of the left, and the attempts to insert the government into every aspect of our lives. We're fighting against all that, and I think that resonates with people. Jackson rose to prominence politically when he won his first election in 2020 after serving for many years as the chief physician in the White House. Jackson was the doctor for both President Barack Obama, a Democrat, and President Donald Trump, a Republican. He frequently gets national attention calling out current President Joe Biden, another Democrat, for his health issues. At the beginning of 2023, in January, Jackson hired political consulting firm National Public Affairs to handle his digital fundraising, which is run by Trump veterans Bill Stepien, Justin Clark, and Sean Dahlman. While 2026 may seem like an eternity away now, preparing for a statewide run in a state as large as Texas, if Jackson does decide to run for Cornyn's seat, whether Cornyn runs for re-election or not, is something that can never begin too early. The Texas Tribune reported in September 2022 that Jackson was considering a possible statewide run for U.S. Senate in 2026, and that he was beginning to take steps as early as last year to boost his profile with voters beyond his core constituency. While Jackson obviously has not made any such decisions as of yet, his quickly rising stature is definitely getting noticed in the Lone Star State. Ronnie Jackson has risen quickly in his short time in Congress, Texas GOP Chairman Matt Rinaldi told Breitbart News. His willingness to actually fight for conservative principles has gained him support not only in the panhandle but across Texas.